What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Haunted American History presents Seclusion, Chapter 3. Next, I would like us to listen to document 1023-83-1D. This was a call sent on November 30th at 11:11 p.m. This is between Annie and her assistant, Joya Millicent. Steve, if you can.
Hey, Annie, how are you?
Hey, Joya, did I wake you?
No, I was up. How is the...
Can you do me a favor?
Of course, yeah.
I'm going to send you a shopping list because I have no idea where to go get decent coffee in this town. Could you just find a local healthy store and have them deliver the stuff to me?
Of course, yeah.
Great, thanks. How's your dad?
Better, thank you. He's better.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, yesterday he...
I'm going to email you my notes from today. Would you be able to transcribe them by tomorrow morning?
Of course, yeah. What time did you want them by?
Earlier the better, ideally.
Okay, sure, yeah. I can get them to you by 9? Is that too late?
That's great. Thanks, Joya.
No problem.
Have a good night.
Hey, did you know facetiously is the only word that has all 5 vowels in order?
What?
Facetiously. It's the only word that has all 5 vowels in order.
Facetiously. Night, Joya.
Good night. Good luck with the...
All right, I'd like to move into her next communication. Another audio message. Document 1023-83-1E. This was recorded on December 1st at 1:09 a.m. Steve.
Facetiously? The way she pronounced it made her skin crawl. The way her husband smiled at her made her blood boil. It's the only word that has all 5 vowels in order. Selena's big fact. Selena's big fact. Big facts from big tits. My husband was practically salivating. I used to make him salivate. I used to make everyone salivate. Now I'm dry, deserts with no mirage of water. I spent 3 hours on my salmon. She couldn't even finish it. I mean, who the fuck can't finish a salmon? Selena, that's who. That bitch. Well, my husband salivated with lust. I pined for vengeance. I started looking around the table, imagining how I could kill her with the various utensils. First, I'd slice her throat with the cutting knife. Then I'd scoop out her eyeballs with my sterling silver spoons. To cap it off, I'd pluck chunks of her perfect titties with my fork and grind them up into prime beef. Treat my dogs to a fine cuisine. Give them the Thanksgiving they've always deserved. Dog chow. That's all this bitch was. She just didn't know it yet.
Betsy, what do you think when you hear that?
I think my sister is hilarious.
Had Annie ever written something that graphic before?
Yeah. I mean, people get killed in all of her books. That's the driving force. People love that.
So her tone and language isn't disturbing to you? Doesn't feel maybe out of place?
I've never heard her tapes before. I'm sure she's just spitballing. It's like seeing a comedian when they're working out their material. You can't really judge it until the book is done.
So her books never read as disturbing?
Have you seen Hollywood lately? Every other movie is about heroes with guns shooting bad guys with in their heads. So, no, her books are not disturbing. If anything, they have some semblance of depth and nuance, and I'm not being biased. That's the truth.
Yeah, that's true. Movies are pretty violent these days.
People love watching people die. Well, men do. Women love figuring out why men love watching people die. That's our nature.
Not our nurture?
There's a grand balance to life that we naively think we can affect or tip one way. No matter how much nurture we put out into the world, there are factors beyond our reach that tip the scales back in the other direction. Nature is bigger than us. It's the same reason that when you go to the beach and stare out into the ocean, you feel calm. That calm is from our insignificance, the assurance that we mean nothing, to feel that we are just dust. There is nothing more nurturing than that.
You may be more creative than you think.
Residue from Annie. Anything I say that's smart is probably just something I heard Annie say. What are you writing down?
I am making a note to read Annie's book.
Good note.
Okay, let's move on. Document 10-23-83-1F. This is another audio message recorded on December 1st at 12:24 a.m. Steve?
She can't sleep. She can, but she chooses not to. Selena runs every morning at 6, right on time for every husband on the block to see her while they walk to their cars. Their Bentleys, Ferraris, Aston Martins, Porsches. She knows they can see her, and they know she can see their cars. Cars that were bought just for these moments, moments when you need attention. Attention from an indestructible force known as Selena. Which is why I had to get up before her. I'd be finishing right as she was starting. Nobody wants it more than I do. She should know that. She should know that before it ends for her. It can't be easy. Easy is painless. What she needs more than anything is to know what is happening to her. The realization that her demise will not be swift. It will not be painless. It will be slow. Methodical, precise. She will feel my life growing as hers is ripped away. Shit. 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 Shit.
Maybe it was weed.
Sorry?
Maybe she was smoking weed.
Would that be preferable to cigarettes?
Have you ever been a smoker?
Of cigarettes?
Either.
No.
Well, you wouldn't understand. Cigarettes create momentum. Marijuana creates relaxation. Maybe it was medicinal marijuana.
You seem concerned that she was smoking. May I ask why?
Addiction is a slippery slope. You want to calm down your mind, and there's a lot of triggers. A lot.
Have you ever been an addict?
No. Thank God.
Very lucky, considering the family history.
I count my blessings, trust me.
Has Annie ever hallucinated?
Hallucinated? From weed?
From anything.
No, not that I know of. I mean...
What?
One time we got high and the clouds started to resemble things.
What kind of things?
You know, a guy playing guitar, a woman in a rocking chair, a baby sleeping.
Ah, so you have hallucinated.
This was one time back in high school, and clouds look like things when you're sober, too. Mostly penises.
You all right, Betsy?
Yes.
You seem stressed.
My sister is being accused of horrific crimes. Yes, I'm stressed.
Well, the reason I ask about the hallucinations.
What?
Well, maybe we should just play the tape.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Document 10-23-83-1G. This was recorded on December 1st at 3:33 a.m.
3:33?
Correct. Steve, would you please?
Sleep paralysis. Categorized as a type of parasomnia. Parasomnias are abnormal behaviors during sleep. Because it is connected to the rapid eye movement, blah, 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 blah. And as a result, researchers believe that sleep paralysis involves a mixed state of consciousness that blends both wakefulness and REM sleep. In effect, the atonia and mental imagery of REM sleep seems to persist even into a state of being aware and awake. Hallucinations during sleep paralysis fall into three categories. Intruder hallucinations, which involve the perception of a dangerous person or presence in the room. That's how she can watch her. Selena tells them she used to suffer from sleep paralysis. Husband makes a crack that he protects her. Well, you're not always in my bed, she says. I can feel my husband's boner nearly burst through their dinner table. Like the alien popping out of John Hurt's chest. The best alien movie. The original. When there was just one monster. Monsters are scarier when there's just one of them. The devil wouldn't be as cool if there were devils. The one. The only. The devil. Maybe we are all the devil of our own story.
I want to move directly into the next recording. document 1023-83-1H. This was recorded on December 1st at 5:55 a.m.
She didn't sleep?
I can only go by the timeline created in her messages.
Play it.
Now she couldn't sleep. Waking up in the middle of the night. Dreaming about the nightmares that were keeping Selena awake. What did Selena's monster look like? This shapeless shadow emerging over her body, staring down at her while she lay there, paralyzed. Feeling this cold, liquid breath oozing into her ears. What could possibly have created such a beast in her dreams? Who shaped this yellow piss stain on her effervescent white glowing satin? We sat on her patio after dinner. The husbands looked through a record collection while the wives sipped wine and talked about their youth. That bitch. Her lips glisten when she smiles. It's like her lips know when she's happy. Even her biochemistry seems angelic. Using the term youth before you crack 30. Try being 50. The number that begins the descent down the hill. She wanted what she didn't have. I wanted what she already had. Vigor. That's what youth is. Not knowing how good you have it. Maybe it's jealousy. Maybe everything is jealousy. Maybe she wonders why she doesn't lust for her instead of her husband. Why doesn't Selena's husband pine for her the way her husband pines for Selena? These are fleeting thoughts. Thoughts that gradually resemble white static, the leading symptom for psychosis. Now she cries when she least expects it. Last week she teared up watching someone eat a bologna sandwich in the park. This man-child, eating lunch alone, their disgusting bologna with their disgusting cheese mixed together on top of their disgusting, cheap, flaky white bread. She thought about how lonely they must be. She thought about how desperate they must be to have someone love them. She thought about how they would treat her like a queen. And then she would break their heart because she can't love someone who loves her because she thinks she doesn't deserve love. She thought about how hard it must be for them to wake up on Monday mornings. She thought about how excited they get when the trailer to a new superhero movie comes out. She thought about how hard they must have cried when Iron Man died. She thought about how hard they will cry when Iron Man comes back to life. She thought about how she could change their whole life simply by talking to them, finding common ground, engaging, making them realize they are not alone, they are not insignificant. She thought about how nothing is as important as connecting with another person. She thought about all of this, and then she went to get a haircut. God damn it! All Joya! This is what happens when you're a bad writer. You start writing about yourself. Don't do that. Create characters. Otherwise, you spend your whole goddamn life living in your own goddamn head, repeating the same words over and over. It's a lazy. It's self-indulgent. It's inescapable. And that's a miserable place to live, Joya. Writing is supposed to be an escape, not a confinement. You spend your whole life giving away your soul for self-suffocation. You tell yourself that all you want is to be able to make a living doing what you love. But then your love becomes tainted by leeches. Goddamn leeches. All of a sudden, the you thought you were, it gets pulled into different directions by different people, and you're not yourself anymore. You become something else. Something that the leeches want you to be, you know, crawling around your skin, turning your insides black. Books were created to make people not feel lonely. And we are the gatekeepers of isolation. And now, at the ripe old age of despair, I would still rather spend 2 weeks with my imagination than an evening with a person. Don't be a commodity, Joya. Be a person. Otherwise, you become the one, the only.
What do you think when you hear that message, Betsy?
I think it breaks my heart. I couldn't help my sister.
Do you think there was a side to your sister that you didn't know about?
How many different times are you going to ask me the same question? No. No, she did not murder those people. Damn it.
I'm just following the evidence.
The evidence is wrong.
What do you think happened in that house?
I think some homicidal maniac stalked my sister and murdered those innocent people. That's what happened.
The fingerprints belong to your sister on each of the murder weapons.
No, that's not... The killer made her pick up the weapons for this very thing, to throw you off his tracks.
And where is your sister now?
With him. The killer. That's where you should be, looking for him.
Them.
Them, yes. Go look for them. This is a waste of time.
We have been looking for your sister for over 2 weeks. We have a team dedicated to that search.
Well, maybe you need to hire some new law enforcement because they're doing a really shitty job at their jobs.
Betsy, look at these photos.
No.
Betsy, please.
I don't need to see that.
These people had families too. Now look at them. Look what they became that night.
Stop.
Chopped up into pieces. Hung up and displayed.
Please.
Like trophies.
I said stop.
Elizabeth, it's our job to protect people.
Don't be condescending. I know what your job is.
I know. But I'm reiterating that we've been hired to find answers for these families of those poor people who were murdered. In such brutal fashion. There are law enforcement searching all over the state. Hell, the northeastern part of the country to find the person or persons responsible. But the fact remains, the fingerprints on that axe, the fingerprints on that knife, the fingerprints on that cleaver, all of them, belong to your sister. We asked you here to help us make sense of what happened. Because as horrible as this is, and as crazy as all of this may appear, the truth is, over a long enough timeline, chaos becomes clear. And from everything we have found, the one person who Annie seemed to trust and love was you, her sister. Do you understand? Do you get it, Elizabeth, and why we're pushing you so hard to help us find the truth?
Yes.
Great. Now, keeping all of that in mind, I'd like to know, how'd your father die?
Heart attack.
Betsy, I'm going to ask you again. How did your father die? Seclusion. Written by John Sachs. Starring Alexandra Gomez, Elena Delia, and Christopher Feinstein. Supporting voices provided by Mia Christinis and Justin Feinstein. This has been a Yes, Have Some production.
Yes, have some.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.